area than I have. Mm-hmm. It's just normal.
How would you define Foursquare today? Is it still a gamification mm-hmm. app, or is it a platform? Or?
Right. No, we actually are an app that helps you figure out the world around you.
Okay.
Right? Make sense of the of everything that's around you. That's definitely our core mantra. When you see like how we redesigned the app, like the gamification elements are still there, and some people like that. But the explore and consumption experience is much more front and center now. You can still check in, but we moved the check-in button from the middle lower and to the top right, where you know the tweet button is and where the status button is, you know, and kind of we have a very similar approach to that than some of the others.
So if a big challenge for you is all this understanding all the data that you're getting, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be good for you to be acquired by Google, because they would be able to help you?
Yeah. You know, that's not, again, like that's not really how we think about these things. Like, we think that we're sitting on a really fast-growing set of data and a fast-growing user base. Why would we need to get, you know, like I think Dennis also, because he has been acquired before, I think he likes his independence and being able to like put a mark on his own organization. This is pretty exciting. I kind of prefer being in a small company. So no, and short answer is we're not really, you know, contemplating that.
Okay.
Yeah, I know already the rumors.
What's the rumor?
Not this, so Dennis.
Oh, I see. I know, special treat. Just for you, Phil. I just actually, literally, like at lunch, I'm like, wait a second. We have these bloggers coming in. Dennis is in town, and I just ask him, like, and he's doing a bunch of like one-on-ones, and I'm like, can you move some things around? He can tell the story much better.
Yeah, it's very kind of him.
Yeah. I was on the 18th. I saw you in New York. I said, "Wow, I was here."
Yeah.
So I pinged him on Facebook by email.
Are you here? Are you here? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Just, you know, I heard that you moved.
No.
I don't know why.
Who told you that?
I don't know, you know, it's like, you know, the Foursquare is coming in conversation like a lot.
No,
I'm glad you're
not
here. Why move?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think of apps like Highlight and Sonar and
right.
Glancy?
So
how do they relate to what you're doing?
Right. Well, they kind of take a similar approach. I think Highlight is about connecting with people that you might not know, right? Dennis actually gave a talk about this yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how it's sometimes awkward when you connect strangers with each other, because sometimes it's really cool, but
sometimes
oftentimes,
creepy.
Yeah, it could be creepy, but it could also be just like different expectations that people have. And so so that's the one thing, like that's not necessarily our core focus.
Sure.
We're okay with like, so we have these situations all the time. I check in at JFK in New York, and my friends in New York see that I've checked in, and they're like, oh, you're in town, why don't we meet up for drinks tonight? Like, you know, we're good at connecting friends.
Yeah.
But we think, you know, this whole connecting strangers piece is not something that we're focusing on. And then the second thing that companies like Highlight or Sona do is they're leveraging the passive location piece. And we think that maybe most people are not really willing to do that yet. You know, they feel kind of weird about it. And we feel also the technology is not quite there yet.
Mm.
You can't pinpoint somebody down to that degree. The battery is drained in no time. So this is all stuff that we can do when we probably will do when the time is right. We just don't think that's the case right now.
Because it's funny, because that's when I first started using Foursquare some years ago, it was living in London at the time, was the fact that I was checking in a particular venue and somebody was 2 minutes down the road and they said, oh, you're there. Oh, okay. I'll come to you and we'll have coffee there. So that actually was existing connections between people who actually knew each other,
mm-hmm.
who were then able to take advantage of their location to be able to connect up in real life. That probably in a market like Australia has shifted dramatically to being more about recommendations than
mm-hmm.
and tips than anything else,
yep.
partly because of the density of the population. Are you finding that there are different use cases based on regions?
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean, the app works extremely well in urban areas, but, you know, when you see in the long run, I think 75% of all people in 2020, I don't know the exact numbers, I'm just making this up right now, but like a large number of people will live in urban areas in the future, right? There's like clearly this sort of urbanification?
Yeah, urbanification.
Urbanization.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Urbanization.
But the app also works in